Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. Over the years, I have been repeatedly asked by investors not how to put them in an investment, but how to get them out of one. One would think to get out of an investment, you just pick up the phone and say sell to the person on the other end. Not so when it comes to certain investments. I break investments into two categories, public and privates. You won't be able to Google up the meanings as these are my own terms, and they refer to whether an investment is listed on a public platform like the Wall Street Journal, which can be sold right away, or one has to call the specific company and ask to be let out. You would think one could get out of an investment if it's losing money or not paying you what you expected, but not so with the ones that fall under my privates designation. I often hear advertisements on social media or other types of media touting higher annual returns than what one might get through more common investments like CDs, bonds, dividend-paying stocks, or other types you might know of. The most common types are usually what are called energy trusts or real estate-based investments or whatever. The privates I speak of are usually only offered to accredited investors, but not always. An accredited investor has a certain income or net worth or have other means of being labeled accredited, but there are a lot of folks that do qualify. Usually the privates are not quoted in the Wall Street Journal and therefore their day-to-day market values may not essentially be known. For example, you hear or see an ad touting annual returns of 9 or 12 or 15% or more, and it's from a company you've never heard of. If it's an energy trust per se, it might say they have so-and-so many power plants or oil wells or whatever. You're offered shares of the entity and they promise you outsized returns. If it's a private real estate deal, they might try and impress you with a list of their properties. You like the returns, of course, and the story's a good one, so you decide to give them some money and buy some shares. The paperwork is usually massive with lots of small print, lots of terms and conditions, and lots of outs. And usually the outs are for them. The salesperson is nice and the brochure is impressive. So like many people, you don't go through the fine print with a fine-tooth comb, so you just sign. First thing that comes to mind is why are they paying you double-digit returns when the current lending rates might be around 5%? The answer is the reason that they may not be able to convince other typical lending entities like banks or businesses development lenders to loan them money. You can probably guess the reason. If you can't, think perceived risk by professional lenders. I mean, why would they pay such high rates to you if they could go to a bank or venture capitalist and get more normal rates? Secondly, whereas publicly traded investments can usually be bought and sold on a whim by calling your broker, these privates usually restrict withdrawals on a certain day of the year and require written advance notice. Remember all that fine print you didn't take hours to read and instead took the word of that salesperson that got you so excited? The fine print usually contains liquidity clauses that might limit the selling of your shares. Common restrictions that I have seen might be when you sell shares, how much you can sell, and a shutoff clause that says if the underlying asset is underperforming or hindered in any way, or the overall sector or market is down, you can't sell any of it at all. And good luck getting a market value, or at least a current one. Basically, market value is whatever the issuing company is willing to give you for it, and even getting that on a particular day can be next to impossible, and additionally highly suspect as to its accuracy. Sound dangerous? Believe you me, it has happened a lot from what I've seen, and I see it when investors need help in redeeming what they can, or just get out altogether. From my experience in trying to unwrap one of these, actually we've unwrapped many of these, the paperwork is massive, very ambiguous with ironclad clauses, and not in your favor. Since most traditional brokerages usually won't take these over, nor help you cash them out, the investor is left to twist in the wind at the mercy of the issuing company and their army of lawyers and voicemail machines. Sound like a nightmare? It can be, and I've seen a lot of it. In conclusion, there are options in the public markets that do strive to give investors commensurate opportunities. The public markets can usually provide accurate minute-by-minute quotes, quarterly earnings reports, and selling doesn't require an act of God. You can usually get out in a matter of minutes when the applicable markets are open. Public or private? Sounds like a no-brainer to me. And I'm watching the market so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as an investment advice newscast or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or RIA registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet as staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license, OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Kuhnberg.
I certainly was in the right.
I guess it was cruising for cruising.